Most people know little about Milwaukee's Harbor District. If you pass by, you probably know it's a shipping terminal for materials such as cement and road salt. Would you consider bicycling or hiking there? Probably not. But change is afoot. UW-Milwaukee's School of Freshwater Sciences completed a multi-million dollar expansion at the end of Greenfield Avenue. And last week, the EPA sent $200,000 to help improve 66 acres hugging the school. Stand outside the gleaming new addition and do a 180. It's not a pretty sight. Ben Gramling works at the nearby 16th Street Community Health Center.
If you look directly across the street, you have the coal pile site.
The pile are plural. They stand behind industrial fencing topped with barbed wire. If you head west, pass under the railroad trestle, and reach First in Greenfield, you see raw earth waiting to become Freshwater Plaza. Gramling helped found a nonprofit called Harbor District, Inc. It aims to jumpstart revitalization here. He sees its future through the lens of the families the 16th Street Health Center serves. They live closest to the harbor.
Those families need jobs, economic opportunity, but they also need an urban environment that's going to support a healthy lifestyle and a high quality of life.
Gramling says staffers at 16th Street are already reaching out to neighbors.
We've been working for the past 3 or 4 months to organize one-on-one stakeholder interviews with folks.
There's really not a sense of place here. There's not really access to this place, and so it doesn't have its own character doesn't mean something as a space to them.
Iris Gonzalez is a community engagement specialist at 16th Street.
And they're also really concerned about how is it going to impact me, my neighborhood, my block.
There's no one more excited about the possibility of blending neighborhood and commerce here than Jim Wasley.
It's loaded with potential. It just takes a little bit of vision to imagine making it less scary.
Wasley has asked his architecture students at UWM for their vision. Over the last 3+ years, they've penciled design upon design, blending commercial enterprises and housing, interspersed with walkways and public spaces. Wasley hopes the renderings inspire what the Harbor District can become.
Reconnecting it to the city and then capitalizing on the fact that it's waterfront. Ecologically, it has a lot of potential to be a wonderful place to be and also to help the health of the harbor.
The EPA has long deemed the Milwaukee estuary, the harbor and areas upstream, polluted. The grant the agency has awarded the district, targeting 66 of its 1,000 acres, should help. So will UWM's School of Freshwater Sciences, according to Eric Leaf. He's the school's director of development. Leaf says the school will help with designs that blend remediation of the land along with the health of the waters around it.
So cleaning up some of the contaminants in the harbor. But even beyond that, we are exploring with the Wisconsin DNR, can we reestablish a sport fishery here in the harbor, specifically focused on fishes like yellow perch, northern pike.
Balancing fish and families is just part of Dave Miskey's vision for the harbor. He oversees the Redevelopment Authority of the City of Milwaukee. Miskey knows that the port remains an important economic engine. It connects goods that arrive by barge, truck, and rail. Then there's Jones Island. It is home to the sewage treatment plant nearby. Miskey hopes all the stakeholders can think out of the box.
Certainly this plan is not going to showcase converting Jones Island into condo development. But it could be there are more efficient ways to operate some of the things that are going on in the Harbor District.
Advocates for the harbor's revitalization hope Milwaukee puts its emerging innovation know-how to work in its own backyard. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.